Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. His name may be John Doe, but he's hardly anonymous. The singer, songwriter, guitarist, and actor founded the L.A. punk band X back in the late 70s, unveiled that band's Americana alter ego, The Knitters, in the 80s, and began recording solo albums in the 90s. Now John Doe is preparing to release a best-of collection drawn from his solo efforts. You can bet that this duet with Kathleen Edwards, Golden State, will be on it. And you can bet that John Doe fans like me will be whining and complaining about what didn't make the cut. My whining begins right after John plays a song for us here in the studio. It's a new one called Sweet Reward. Here's John Doe live on Soundcheck.
He was freshly shorn, and the moon was weak, and an empty street stretched out before him. He was 39 on December 10th, with a birthday 2 weeks away. The train went clickety-clickety beneath his feet, and his clothes didn't fit so good anymore. He could see his breath as he rode between the coach and the dining car. Home seemed so far away, but he got there in less than half a day. He knew the world had kept spinning all the time he was gone, but he couldn't say how it had changed. She talked to him quietly and looked him in the eye and said, "You can stay as long as you like." He smiled a little smile when she opened the window and let a little breeze inside. He split two cords of wood and he painted the fence, and he ate good food every day. She got him a job fixing cars for her uncle. He liked getting dirty, then getting clean. When he laid down at night and held to her hand, he thought, "This is my sweet reward. This is my sweet relief. This is what I waited for. This is what I've been praying for."
John Doe, live on Soundcheck with a new song called Sweet Reward. That's beautiful, John. Welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much.
So
good to be back.
Yeah, with a best of album coming out, but obviously some new songs. Lined up in the queue behind it.
Yeah. I've been actually working with Hal Gelb, you know, from Giant Sand.
From Giant Sand, yeah. So yeah. Down in like the
Tucson.
Tucson, yeah.
And then he's got a great sound through this studio called Wave Lab. Nico Case did a bunch of stuff down there, and Sam Beam from Iron and Wine, and you know, and Hal just—it's just got the same kind of distance, a lot of reverb, and it's like the desert.
Sounds like the desert. And, it is in the desert.
Yeah, and he's got all these crazy pedals and awesome, you know, like young players. There's a guy, Gabriel Sullivan, who's been touring with him, and crazy bass player Tura from Denmark, and yeah, it's cool.
So that's coming down the pike, but there is the matter of the best of John Doe this far, which comes out on May 6th. You are just inviting fans to complain about what didn't make the cut.
It was a little hard. It was hellish. I you know, called a bunch of people and said, "What should I put on there?" And then I would get like tumbleweeds and crickets, and I was like, "Help me out here! Come on! You said I should do a best of, and like, yeah, give me." Luckily, my sweetheart Chrissy said, "You know, well, you got to put on Twin Brother. You got to put on this, and you got to do that."
Well, Golden State was an obvious one.
Yeah. So. But it was a little bit of wringing of hands, and even after it, luckily I had the record company said, well, we'll do a double LP, so at least I had the form of four sides of a record.
So you were thinking vinyl.
Yeah.
Okay. Why now?
Because I realized on the last record I had more solo records than X records, and I thought and. Like my Eddie Vedder, we, you know, X did some touring with Pearl Jam, and
Man, you got to do a best of, you know, you got to just do best.
And the producer Dave Way, who I've worked with over and over again, he said, you know, we got to do one of the, and then you realize you've got about like 100 songs almost to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard,
and that's without going into the Knitters or X,
right, or the Sadies or Jill Sobule. Well, actually, I did pick one of the Jill Sobule. You know, collaborations we did. But
right. Well, there's a whole album that you two did together.
Yeah, she's the best. I love Jill Sobule.
John Doe's with me here in the Soundcheck studio. So, and in addition to that, now having said no Knitters, no X, you in fact do a new version of one of X's older songs.
Yeah.
And a new version of Take 52 from your first solo record. Is it unusual for you to revisit older songs like that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I it's not unusual, but it's sparing. Mm. You know, if I feel like I did a version of Painting the Town Blue on the last solo, you know, studio
on
record.
Keepers.
Yeah, because when it was written, I kind of envisioned it as this strange Woody Guthrie, Johnny Cash sort of song, but it didn't come out like that in the X version. And so I'd been doing an acoustic version of Painting the Town Blue, and the same thing with Take 52, because people would request it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, oh, I don't remember that old thing, you know, because it's actually a really hard song to play. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because the lyric in the song, you know, this song is so hard to play, and I'm on Take 52.
Right.
And it's like, it's a really effing hard song to sing. And so, yeah, but I love the song. Exene wrote most of the lyrics. It was one of those ones she'll just write from top to bottom. She'll write an entire song, like, bam.
That's here. Exene, with whom you founded the band X, for folks who are coming in late to the story.
Right, right.
So the album is called The Best of John Doe This Far. I was all set to bitch and moan about how Meanest Man in the World did not make it onto the record, but you're going to play that for us, so I'm going to give you a pass. But the title This Far suggests that, you know, this is just up to a point, and there is more to come. I assume that was the intention.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
And I can't say greatest hits, because I don't actually have any bona fide hits to speak of, either with X, the Knitters, or myself, and that's good. I can be still a little under the radar, and that's okay. Yeah.
Under the radar, but back on screen. You're in this movie called Pleased to Meet Me.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem like you'd done so much acting in the past couple of years.
No, I kind of don't have an agent, and I stopped doing auditions because it's so. It's just like the process they have to do, like because of union rules and things. But you know that they have somebody in mind. You know, it's a cardboard character, and it's got like eight lines. And you're thinking, don't you know, like somebody? Isn't your like drunken cousin able to do this? You know, get Bobby Moynihan's drunken uncle to do this, because he could certainly But yeah, it's called Pleased to Meet Me. Amy Mann and Joe Henry and Loudon Wainwright are all in it, and it's a really sweet, like, good, solid indie movie, you know. And we made it for $2.50. Mm-hmm. And
what's it about?
It's actually based on a This American Life segment called Everyone Speaks Elton John, where this woman, Starley Klein, and John Langford from Chicago, and the Mekons and all of mm-hmm. his other crazy, you know, painting and everything, they got seven musicians together one day and recorded a song. And the song they recorded was Rocket Man.
Okay.
So in the segment, everything's beautiful and everything's fun, and it comes out great, and it's just a lark. But in this, then they bought that, the rights to that, and made a script out of it. Joe Henry's brother, David Henry, who he wrote that Richard Pryor book with.
Mm-hmm.
He did a polish on the script, and there's a lot more drama. Amy is sort of the Starley Klein character. I'm the John Langford character. And they have a history of working together, and then there's all, and Joe Henry is the engineer. And
Do you know John Langford? Have you met him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's all over the place.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird to be playing a friend and colleague who is still very much with us?
Well, but then his name in the movie isn't John Langford.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay.
It's Pete Jones, and he's much more of a kind of a rock icon, you know, indie rock icon, but whatever.
Right.
It was a little difficult to say, okay, well, I'm not me, but I am me, and I'm playing this part who's John Langford, and you know, you just kind of fake your way through it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all fronting. It is. I mean, you have to make
those John Doe.
Yeah, it is. It's like, who's got the best look and the best front?
Yeah.
But it had a premiere in Louisville, and they had like 800 people or 600 people come, and then it got like a little week out in the suburbs, and so like bit by bit, it's going to be on video on demand in May, mm-hmm. and
so it's coming out around the same time as the Best Of collection.
I think so, and I also heard I did another one right after that called Electric Slide, which is about a bank robber in L.A. I get mm-hmm. to play a detective.
Wow.
And I think that's going to be at the Tribeca Film Festival, which is kind of...
Not this year.
Yeah, I think
this
so.
This year.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So watch for John Doe at a theater near you.
Maybe I'll get an agent. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Electric Slide here in New York at Tribeca Film Festival. And Pleased to Meet Me, coming out video on demand in May. May 6th is the release of The Best of John Doe. And we mentioned Poor Girl, this song by your old band X,
mm-hmm.
and you've done up a solo version
mm-hmm.
to... on the record, it's acoustic. It's very folky and country-ish, sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it'll be folky and country-ish, except with an electric guitar.
All right. It's okay. John Doe playing live on Soundcheck.
You sat at home, the windows tinted black. It hit you hard and you cried so long. Life turned and wandered, never to come back again. Take what she gives you. Don't cry when you kiss her. When you ran out of the starlight in, you were too hurt to walk, too bad to begin. I looked at the sun, but I couldn't feel sad for you. Take what she gives you. Don't feel sorry for her. Poor little girl ran away for good. I tried to explain why she won't say a thing. Sad, sad thing. I'm so far away now. How can I say why she won't talk at all? She holds a deck of cards. She wants to be alone. She says I've been very ill and I've tried waking up. Now I want to be alone. Thank you. you fell out of Pete's Hotel. Well, you didn't look so good, and you didn't feel so well. You said, hold me tight, but I couldn't get it right. Take what she gives you. Don't cry when you kiss her. Poor little girl ran away for good. I tried to explain why she won't say a thing. Sad, sad thing. I'm so far away now. How can I say why she won't talk at all? She holds a deck of cards. She wants to be alone. She still drinks in the dark. The radio is left on late. She saw a madman fight and break it all cause he hated himself. She felt better off cause she was only drunk.
John Doe, live on Soundcheck, and a solo performance, a plugged-in one, of Poor Girl, an acoustic version of that song, the old song from his band X, appears on the forthcoming release, The Best of John Doe, This Far. Comes out on May 6th. We're getting a bit of a preview here in the Soundcheck studio. And now, by special request, from John Doe, a command performance of his song, The Meanest Man in the World.
The wide, wide open sky above the sage and the thorns, the rocks and pines were humming an old familiar tune. His hard black boots came crunching up this gravel road. He saw the house a mile away. The moon was just setting. The nights were darker then. Lights in the living room. He could recall that the TV was on, but not if anyone was watching. He never thought of himself as cruel. He never thought of himself at all. Kindness was always outside his grasp. He was the meanest man in the world. He was the meanest man in the world. The door wasn't really locked. Fireplace was burning. The room exploded like a bomb, but all in slow motion. Icicles hung from the roof. He remembered someone screaming. Though it was sticky on the rug, he just kept on walking. He never closed a door. He never turned off a light. He left things pretty much the way they were after he did what he did that night. He never thought of himself as cruel. He never thought of himself at all. Kindness was always outside his grasp. was the meanest man in the world. He was the meanest man in the world. He was the meanest man in the
John Doe, live on Soundcheck with his song, The Meanest Man in the World. I've always loved your story songs, especially. I mean,
thank you.
Even when the story is a pretty dark one.
Pretty dark.
This is the
case
there.
It's a moment I'm not so proud of. Not that I was the murderer of any, you know, past life or something, but thank you. I mean, I think it's a very flattering, and
some years ago when that album, A Year in the Wilderness, first came out and you were making one of your prior appearances here in the studio, I told you I had worked out most of the chords to that song, but there was one I couldn't figure out, and you showed me the chord, and I said, well, what is that? And you said, I'm not really sure. Do you know what it is now? Have you figured out yet what that odd chord in the chorus is?
This one?
That's the one.
I think it's a D7.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, be pretty much a D7. Here's a D7.
Right.
It's just got an open.
So it's just a kind of an inversion.
Yeah, you got the F sharp in the bass and.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just not. It's not stating this 7 here.
So a D7 without a 7.
Yeah, it's like a D6. I don't know. Some jazz stuff. Ask your jazz pals, John. Jazz pals. You got a lot of jazz.
I'm
going
to throw it out to the listeners. Listeners, what do you think that was? If you know the chord that John Doe played, he and I would both like to know. So the album is The Best of John Doe This Far. It comes out on May 6th, and it concerns itself, John, with your solo career.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say solo, we have to put solo in quotes, because you've collaborated all through your career, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And even here, you know, Amy Mann and Nico Case and
Kathleen Edwards.
Jill
Sobule.
The great Greg Leese on slide guitar.
Right.
And
Smokey Hormel plays on a bunch of different stuff because I've played with him
right
over the years.
So, songwriting is very much, it seems, a personal thing. But is the act of making music for you at its best, is that a collaborative art?
You know, not to name drop, but I will. I got to be part of a Graham Parsons benefit, and it benefited MAP, which was incredibly, you know, that's the Musicians Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. Gets, you know, people who are really strung out off of dope and things like that. So it was very ironic, you know, it's like a Graham Parsons benefit for MAP, but not at all. And his daughter Polly Parsons put it together, and Nora Jones played on it, and Keith Richards, and Lucinda Williams, and so way down on the list, I got in there, and so did actually. That was the first time I met Kathleen Edwards, and Raul Mallow, and some other. Dwight Yoakam was also on it, and Keith Richards showed up early and stayed late, and it was like, exactly, you're doing this for some guy who died years ago.
Right,
he was a pal. You love Nora Jones, and you want to, you know, kind of hang out with her, and you understand that this is community, and it was the SH bleep,
yeah,
you know, because like he was scheduled to be at a sound check in Santa Barbara. They gave us this bowl to work at, you know, to rehearse at before we played, and he was supposed to be there at 5. He got there at 4
because he wanted to.
Because he was hanging out. Because like being with a community, like you're saying, collaborating with people and. Like working in a studio is the most fun because you get to hang out with fun people and you're doing something that's like emotional and you hope rewarding for other people besides yourself. And yeah, so. And I like singing with other people. And I sang with Rhett Miller on a song, and Like working with Hal Gelb now is really mm-hmm. terrific, and you know. Yeah.
So, are people missing that when they create songs by emailing files back and forth?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it can be done, and usually it's like a convenience. You know, it's just because everybody's busy or something like that. But I'd much rather hang out and I try. I think it's important to get things about like 80% done, and then. You know,
invite people in.
Yeah, or and don't have all your melody completely done, and don't, you know, be open to changing a few words. And I don't know how people write in the studio. That way too much pressure for this guy. But.
This guy is John Doe, who's been with us here in the Soundcheck studio. We are amassing answers to a question for Soundcheck's Sleepy Time Music Project, and I would like to get your answer to our question, which is, do you listen to music when you're falling asleep? And if so, what?
I don't listen to music when I'm falling asleep. Often I fall asleep while I'm listening to music. Is that different?
That is different.
Like riding in a van from point A to point B, listening to music, and then suddenly it's
like... No, you don't want to do that, John.
No, not driving.
Okay.
As a passenger.
All right. Okay.
As a passenger with the earbuds. I find that it's the easiest to fall asleep to something that is incredibly loud and weird. Like the cramps will just put me out.
Really?
Yes, because it just kind of hits some strange vibration, some strange drone.
So the cramps.
Yeah.
Psychobilly for insomniacs since 1977.
Yeah.
You're welcome, cramps.
Yeah. I think it's been 5 years since Lux Interior passed away.
Yeah, something like
that. I still miss him. He was the best. He was like Superman. The meek and mild Clark Kent by day, and then on stage he's like...
And, you know, the cramps, like your band X, with this kind of hidden layer of roots music and Americana.
Yeah.
Well, not so hidden.
Not so hidden with them.
All right. So the cramps do it for you.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
John, always a pleasure to have you with us here in the Soundcheck studio. Looking forward to the best of and then the new album coming down the pike after that. Thanks for playing for us today.
Thanks, John. It's always a pleasure. You make us all look good. You do when you say this far.
Easy to say on the radio.
The best of John Doe this far. It sounds like this is the real deal. I've made it. Woohoo!
Speaking of making him look good, we have been shooting video here in the studio today. So check our website, soundcheck.org. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll let you know when that's up. Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.